Hello?
Hey, sorry about that. All of our calls are recorded. They time out at 60 minutes or 1 hour.
Yeah.
It kicks us off the call. All right, sorry. But I have your client interview scheduled. I do have to notate this a little bit more and then go downstairs and make sure the rep's prepared for your client interview. So I just got to secure the payment, and then I'll send you the Google verification, the outline of the agreement in writing, and your UN and password for your tracking system.
Yeah, let me just find my wallet here.
Okay.
Where did I go yesterday? I didn't do shit yesterday. I just cleaned up my whole garage.
What's the weekend?
Yeah, no, I was pissed on Sunday. I had a job. I made like $200. And then I was driving, trying to get to the St. Patrick's Day Parade here in Dallas. And I got pulled over for $300. So it's like, should have just got drunk all day. Honestly, it's one of those kind of funny. But,
no drinking.
I try to limit it. Honestly, I'm more of a smoker, honestly, if I'm being honest with myself. Drinking, I drink occasionally. When I drink, I don't drink that much because I don't like getting.
If you dive into, like, my old stuff, if you go down there, like, before my kid was born, you could tell I was, like, yeah, I was a party animal.
Man, I think I'm still in that phase, but I'm honestly, I'm, like, over. I went out the other night, and I was like, why did I even go out tonight? But then I was like, what am I doing here?
I won't even. Man, the last time I went out was in, like 2 months ago. One of my best friends, he lives in Oahu, and it's like my childhood best friend, and he came over for like 3 days, and we went out. It was a bender, and then I haven't drank since then.
Yeah, no, yeah. For me, I like to just have, like, I'm pretty cheap kind of right now because I'm just at the point in my life where I'm just trying to, like, build up.
Young.
But
have
I fucking
make money.
I'll get make one money. Beer. I'm like a four beer kind of guy. I get like four beers with me, and I'll just stay at that level. I'll have like a beer an hour, just have a nice buzz going. I don't like to drink a lot of hard liquor because I definitely feel that a lot more than the beer the next day, and I can afford the calories.
That's why I cut myself off, though. I don't know if it's I built a lot of tolerance over the years from when I was younger, but it's like I would like to drink, like, whiskey, like Jameson, stuff like that.
I like a good old-fashioned. Like, we got some Angels Envy at the house. I'll have, like, a old-fashioned, because I'm a bartender, too. So I'll, like, do that before I go out sometimes. But the drinking, I think, is the worst one. Physically, smoking's not great mentally, but
oh my god, lactic acid buildup just sucks, dude. When you drink a bunch and then go train the next day, I just remember my legs being so sore. I did like a half marathon as part of a training for my marathon, and my legs were sore for like 3 days, and it was because I drank like two nights or a night before.
It destroys your recovery for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
It impedes your recovery for 2 days.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Especially
it's
if
not,
you get older. Like, I used to have people tell me all the time, wait till you get older. And I'm like, yeah, right, dude. You know, I would drink and then go to work, like, the next day. Like, even I was doing this, and they would see me like, oh, you were out last night. I'm like, yeah, I went to bed at 3, and I'm here at 6:30. I used to be able to do it. Now, no way in hell, you know? Like, it just, I can't. My body hurts. I get headaches. Like, it sucks. I could literally feel pain in my liver, like, if I drink a lot. So it's like, I just stay away from it.
Yeah, no, I feel that.
Mm-hmm.
I got my wallet. I'm ready to go.
All right. Is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or Amex?
It's a Visa debit card.
Okay. And it says Mange Charles Kamara?
Yeah. It says Mange Kamara. No Charles in there, unfortunately. So that's why it gets a bit annoying sometimes with all this stuff.
It's all good. And then does it have the business name on it or no?
No, this is not. This is just a personal card that works.
Okay. Do you have a good, like, tax guy?
No, not honestly right now. Because I've been doing stuff like this for, like, a couple of years, but I just restarted doing it. Because, like, damn, there's a lot of money here in, like, January.
Dude, the write-off benefits, like, oh, my God. All your gas, like, everything throughout the year. That's what I was asking. I can show you a little bit more on how to do it. Or I could look up some CPAs out there and try to set you up with a good one, but you get this money back. Like, it's basically like you're saving when you're investing in the marketing. They kick it all back to you at the end of the year as a business expense.
Yeah, I need to look into that more for sure. Right now, as I said before, I'm just trying to get the money in the door, if that makes sense, because a lot of these jobs are cash, which is great.
It's even better. Cash is still
exactly. Like, when I'm getting paid straight cash, like, right now I only accept cash, which is actually really nice. So I'm
actually
not really
gonna put that on your profile.
Yeah, like cash preferred. I do like Zelle and Venmo and all that. But
once it gets over 600,
exactly. Like for example, I'll do Zelle. Zelle is usually fine, but sometimes depending on once I'm gonna start getting bigger and bigger jobs. If I get a $3,000-$4,000 painting job, you know that's a bit hard to do in cash. So I definitely want to kind of get that all squared away. But for now, it's just the smaller jobs I'm kind of thinking. I say for the rest of this month, kind of just doing that until I get everything else squared
off. Cash preferred, Zelle, Venmo, Cash App.
Yeah.
Okay. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending your Google verification letter?
No. So the billing address is going to be my address in Boston. That's kind of where my mom was. It's like home base.
Okay. What's that address?
4040 Bigelow, Bigelow.
Okay.
And then Avenue, AVE, apartment 11. So 40 Bigelow Ave, apartment 11. And then that's Watertown, like literally Watertown, Massachusetts.
Okay. And the zip code?
02472.
2472. All right, and then on the front of the card, there should be 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and I'll repeat it back to you.
Yep. 4117.
4117.
7040.
7040.
7451.
7451.
8563.
8563. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
08. 28.
August 28. And then 3-digit code on the back.
434.
All right. And then I got to walk you through voice verification, just as added protection for you. If I say anything that you don't agree with or if you don't understand, just stop me. Okay? Just like the legal side of it. I got to walk you through this. Okay. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded by Google for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Two Guys Home Services.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Mungay Charles Kamara, owner, CEO, COO, everything, and worker.
Man of many titles. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your company today?
Yes.
Okay. So to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. All right. It says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We are supposed to recommend that you try it for 2 months, like verbally, when you first sign up with us, since we're building everything from scratch and I got to get that other profile unverified and then re-verify the new one. So there's some work we got to do, build your website. But it is month to month, okay? So you're not binded to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is March 17, 2025. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. When the term is completed, the agreement set up to automatically renew each month on the 17th day, but it will remain in this discounted price of $299 for the platinum package for as long as you're with us. And it says you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees, penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you do decide to discontinue one day, please let us know before the next bill is due so we can stop it from automatically charging you. So, like, call us before the 17th so it doesn't automatically process. You're not going to want to cancel, but just full disclosure on that one, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then it says, upon your initial payment authorization, which I'm actually going to process it right now, you're going to receive a welcome text message and email from our company loaded with information about what to expect as a new client. It's also going to have the username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. Inside that tracking system, it'll ask you to upload any business documents that you might have. You're in Texas and a handyman. I mean, it's pretty lenient, but Yeah, if you have any kind of like license or insurance or business registration that you want to send in that we could use to promote to your potential prospects, then definitely send it in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so bear with me for just a moment here. It's actually asking me to... You said it was apartment 11 for the billing address?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's saying that don't put a number symbol, so don't put number 11, and then verify apartment number. Okay, maybe it's this one. It's 02472, you said, right?
Yep, 02472, yep.
Okay. And there's some kind of discrepancy here with your billing address, so it's not allowing me to process it. How long have you been in Texas?
I moved here in September 2023, and then we moved houses, and I went home to Boston for about 6 months last year, and I moved back in January. So I've been here around, like, I think, let's just call it 2 years, a year and a half, 2 years.
Would you say it's, like, it was hard to be biracial growing up in Boston?
Definitely a lot of white people, if that's kind of what you're asking. I mean, I'm a pretty cool guy.
So on my mom's side, I'm like a quarter Irish. So like I understand it, but also like my dad's black and my grandpa like hated him. Just cause like until he got to know him. But at first he was just like, black guy, my daughter, you know, an N-word. And so you hear a lot about Massachusetts and Boston. Like, I watch a lot of basketball and stuff. And they always say like Boston's like the worst. That's where you hear like a lot of like the racism and.
Yeah, it's just, like, honestly, just ignorant people. I wouldn't say it's, like, anymore. There's definitely some deeper racism, like, everywhere. But those are dead soon, if that makes sense. But,
they're kind of,
They're on their way out. So.
Yeah, grandpa's already gone.
I definitely see where you're coming from. Yeah, it was definitely interesting growing up in Boston. It's pretty, so I'd say it's, like, 50%. I looked on ChatGPT, it's, like, 44% white people, and then basically, like, 13% black, 13% this, Indian, Asian, like a lot of Latino people.
Down here there's a lot of Latinos.
I grew up pretty good, honestly. I'm very lucky where I grew up. I'm very, very fortunate. We didn't grow up rich, but I definitely always have food on my plate, so.
Good area.
But really in Massachusetts, like, it's hard to be in a bad area, if that makes sense. And even if you are, there's definitely a lot of opportunity. I mean, Mass is, like you said, California is expensive. I'd be willing to bet, like, Mass might be even more, or especially Boston might be more expensive than some parts of where you're from, just because the city, basically for real estate, for a one bed in the city of Boston, even outside the city of Boston, you're paying anywhere from $2,000 to $3,000 if you're, like, within 20, 30 minutes from the city. And that's the minimum for a one bed or studio.
Wait, how much? $2,300?
Like, $2,000 to $3,000. So, like, for a if you're in the city, like, small place, shitty, not really nice, you're paying, like, $2,700 for, like, a shoebox. And then it can be more depending on, like, I have friends that are paying, like, $4,000 for their one bed because it's in the right part of town. That's crazy.
Yeah, I just looked this up, actually, too. And so it is very similar. Like, Newport Beach, the median home price is $3.6 million. I think that's where it's so crazy. Is like the average home, like you'd have a real hard time finding a home like under 1.5 million. And so the rent is like for a one bedroom, it's like 28. Like I pay 28.50, and then they have like the average though it says on here is like 3,200. So
yeah, that's why I like Texas. I'm paying $500.
But I'm like a mile from the beach, and I have a golf course like literally in my backyard.
And it's like really that's nice. The thing. It's like all location, just in Boston.
Like I run along the beach for my training, and it's literally just like from my doorstep to the sand, it's like 1.4 on my watch.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, it's super close. And I could see it from our patio. Like, it's pretty nice. And the other direction is a golf course.
Yeah, eventually I'll be able to, you know, move around more. I think I want to spend time between Boston and Texas and kind of, I like setting up here though. Texas.
The affordability. Like, yeah, the income tax, the diversity. It's just better. Yeah, Texas is just better right now.
It kind of is, if that makes sense. But the payment went through good?
Yeah, you should have the confirmations already. I'm actually, as I'm talking to you, I'm just notating it, like putting in your services. I put handyman, drywall, TV mounting, interior painting, just kind of giving them a head start on the client interview. But they're going to circle back with you in about 40 minutes. There is an outline of the agreement there in writing. If you could sign off on that between now and then, that would be awesome. A separate technician is going to contact you, and then they'll walk you through it. So it should be pretty easy. They have, set questions. They have a script that they have to read off on, so they'll just kind of walk you through that portion, and then we're basically going to be good to go until you get that PIN in the mail, the Google verification.
How long would that take, roughly? A couple of days, end of the week?
Usually takes about 5 days to get to the East Coast. So Texas, we usually get it between 3 and 5. They all come from California, so should be pretty. Yeah, should have it by the end of the week.
Okay.
And they might opt into bypassing it too. We may be able to do a video verification, and that usually makes it go a lot faster. And since you're a younger guy, they might opt for that. I feel like you'll be able to knock it out pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
We might have to. Actually, we might have to. I forget about this. The other company. The Rice Krispies Treats company, we have to unverify that. So they might ask you to do a little video at the address to make sure you're there and you are who you say you are, so that we can unverify the other one and verify to you guys home services as a business.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work to do, but we'll walk you through it. Like I said, we're not going to get paid unless you get paid. So you have a team of people that are going to walk you through getting it all set up, and you don't have to worry about it now.
Mm-hmm. All right, amazing. Anything else you need from me right now? You think you need me to click a link?
Yeah, there should be a link in there. It'll say, it should start with Charles, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yeah, okay, this one, yeah, please click here, okay.
Yeah, that's a full outline of the agreement in writing. And then when you sign off on it, it'll take you to the login page for the tracking system. Your username and password are already in there, too. In the other text messages, it's your phone number and then run online.
Mm-hmm. With $100 Facebook ads, how far does that typically, because I know the ads,
everybody's different. Yeah, everybody's different. Some people, it'll last them 3-4 weeks, and other people, it goes by pretty quick. So that's why we're just going to start with that and then target your main services, and then the data that we get from that, you'll be able to see in your tracking system, how many leads you got from it and what works better. Whether more people are looking up handyman or more people are doing the TV wall mounting. And then obviously, we'll narrow it down and just try to focus mainly on the ones that are resulting in you actually getting jobs. So we'll customize it. And then if you want to dump more into it later on, we could definitely do that too. But we don't want to just go create the habit of throwing money at the wall and see what sticks. So we're going to use this $100 to kind of gather the data on what works best for two guys. Mm-hmm. Home services.
I just signed it, right? And now it's asking me to sign in, username, password, I'm assuming my email.
No, it's your phone number. 617-610-0922. And then password is run online. All one word. Run online.
Remember me, screenshots.
So I'm I appreciate you actually listening. Because I'm you would have missed out on all this stuff. It would have been oh, man. A lot of times people don't understand, what we're actually trying to do for them. And then they get this dashboard, and it has, a CRM in there, a client relation management system. All the business owners that are bigwigs, it's not because they're just, super efficient. They have, these systems that are on the back end, helps them keep track of all their clients, generating clients for them. They're just working, basically. And then they get all the write-off perks. Yeah, so this dashboard is going to be a good tool for you, though, because it'll give you a... Right now, it's empty.
I'm assuming I should give you guys access to see, edit, create, delete Google Business Listing.
Yes, yeah, because we're going to have to edit the other one and then create a new one and verify it. So, yeah.
Press Local Splash. I think I should continue.
the more responsive you are too is usually when we have the most success. Like you being younger and smart as you are, it's going to make this a lot easier. Sometimes I get guys that are like 70 years old and we send them stuff like this and they're just like, I can't do it, you know, so we have to do everything like over the phone.
Yeah, no.
And you're already like zipping through it already while I'm still on the line with you.
Yeah, there's always a generational gap of technology. Even yeah. Sometimes I'm, when it comes to like the actual writing of ads, I'm like, I don't really, that kind of goes over my head. My roommate, I told my roommate's good with it, but I don't really know that all that back end stuff. But,
we break it down for you too. Like we always say, our educated clients are the happiest ones because they know what they're paying for. Like it's a real service, yeah. And there's so much stuff that we do for you. It's not like we're just collecting the payment and here you go, you know, here's your lead, good luck. You know, we're actually building things for your company that are going to, you know, establish this business for a long time. You know, we want to try to turn it into a long-term thing where you're constantly profitable and constantly coming back and using us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm all set with this. I think I'm in my thing. It says mylocalsplash.com. Connect
yep.
to Google app. Is it? I'm assuming connect to Google. Connect with Google. My name. Continue. I'll edit this one. Continue, maybe. Maybe need some time.
Yeah. I mean, it should be pretty blank. I mean, you're only going to be able to get so far into it until we do this client interview here in like 40 minutes. And then once everything's up and running, then it'll like collect all the data in there. So it's good that you know how to do it. But we also have an app too. So they'll send you an email with a link to the app. Now that you're an actual client of ours, you can't download it unless you're a client. But then you download the app, and then the dashboard for this is just way easier to use from there. You don't have to, like, log into it every time. You just go into the app.
Do I click access dashboard?
Yep.
Or is that – no, that'll be the app.
Well, they're going to send you the app separately. You might be able to actually download it from inside your tracking system, too. I have to ask them if they've created that mod. Sometimes they just do updates without me getting the info until the end of the week.
All right, and then what's the next step? I'm just waiting for that next call at 12?
Yep. Yeah, it'll be an easy client interview call here in about 33 minutes. And so I'm just notating it and then sent downstairs, and then they'll call you. They'll walk you through it.
All right, amazing. And what's your name again?
You just added me on IG.
What's Jazz?
Well, no, that's my nickname. So it's Jazz Juan yeah. John Hill. A lot of people call me John, but I mean, you can call me Jazz or Jazz Juan if you're comfortable saying it.
Sure. I like Jazz.
I'm afraid that I'm going to mess up your name. So is it Mange?
Yeah, Mange. That's it. That's perfect.
Mange. Okay. All right. I'll call you Charles, but I just like knowing how to say it the right way. I don't want to be calling you
yeah,
Mange.
No, I get a lot of pronunciations.
Yeah. No, man, it's good meeting you. You know, I like guys that are like-minded like myself. So it's, you know, it's good to be able to communicate even outside of work. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, like, don't hesitate to ask. We want to make this work for you guys. I don't know what your game plan is long-term, if you plan on, like, hiring guys or actually growing this thing out, but hopefully you do, and if you want to, you know, I could definitely give you kind of like the step-by-step schematics on how to do that, and maybe you won't have to do the bartending until 3 in the morning anymore.
Yeah, not worth it. I'd rather just be able to chill.
Yeah.
And it's just so much more money in this than the bar. And it's just like, I know, like,
focus
if I
on your training
job,
when you're a business huh? owner. So you can focus on other things, you know? Like, I'm passionate about a lot of stuff. I mean, you'll see on there, like, it's golf, it's running, it's lifting. It's like, you know, you got to have either your own company or you got to have kind of like a job like mine where you're working with a bunch of people that own companies in order to really get the freedom to kind of pursue the things that you want to in life. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, for sure.
We'll get you there.
Yes, sir. All right.
You're
going
to have to buckle down, though, for the next couple months.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the goal right now.
Yeah. Save your money, knock out jobs, stay busy, work
yeah.
more, spend less.
Yeah, literally. I mean, my spending is already great. I got my spending in check. I don't really do too much in terms of, like, money.
Oh, man, I spent, like, 25 to 28. Like, that whole 3 years, I did nothing. It was just, like, chicken, rice, broccoli, meal prep every
yeah.
week. Yeah, like,
yeah.
this everything was down to a T, every penny, and that helped me a lot. Like, stacked a big nut, invested, have some buddies that do really well, help me invest, broaden my portfolio, and now I'm just kind of like, can relax.
Into real estate?
Not just real estate, but it's other things too. Like, there's stuff for my son, for his college. Mm-hmm. I've invested in a ton of different things. Like, not real estate though. Not at all. I mean, I have my own place, you know, and that's going to be a 20-year process.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm just going to end up giving it to him.
Yeah. That general. Well,
yeah, not real estate. I was thinking about getting into real estate a while back, and you know, I helped a company that was doing lead gen, and I was like, oh, this is so easy that we're helping them get leads, and then they were selling the leads to the real estate agents, kind of like Home Advisor does to the contractors. And I was just like looking at the commissions on some of those guys, and they were double ending it, so it was like 3% turned into like 6% on like $3 million properties. And so I was like, oh, maybe I should just go do this, but the market's just been rough out here. It'll get better, though.
Yeah.
Trump will help.
Honestly, personally, because one of my roommates, he's the same age as me, he has 800 units in Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of learned a lot from him. The goal is for me to buy.
Low income.
That's like one of the things I want to do, buy real estate. I know exactly what to do. I just don't have the funds to do it. But in terms
selling properties out here is rough because everybody out here, where I live, is like, if you're buying a house, you know, it's like a $3 to $5 million house. So it's like, it has to be somebody that's like rich already, you know? It's not like you're getting people where, you know, okay, I could get a loan from my bank and just put $20K down and sell it, you know, or $30K down and sell it. Yeah. It's like, it's a more difficult process. If I was in a different market, maybe like Texas or like Arkansas, it's like really easy for them to get in there, you know, the requirements are low.
It's a lot cheaper. Well, he's paying like for example, I found him a 23-unit mobile home park for $800K versus you're talking about just a single family house. Like to me, there's a difference in real estate. Like one is like, you can make money off the single family house for $3 million, but it's a lot harder than to make money off a Section 8 C class property, and also in California, the laws are not on your side if you're
one of my good friends. He's always like, "Hey, can you help me? I got to get these people out of there." And he has a huge portfolio.
Yeah.
This guy's crazy looking too. He's like got tattoos all over his neck and his body. Like he doesn't look like it, but he owns like so many houses. It's ridiculous. My buddy Nick. And he's always like, "Hey, bud, can we just roll over there and kind of scare these people, try to get them out of there?" Because he'll buy them and rent them out, but it's like San Bernardino. It's like farther away from the beach, like more inland. And these people are nuts. Like they were like the murder capital of the country, like the last couple of years. So it's like you get bad people.
You get
in
the
there.
Crazy
squatters.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just bad.
The territory. And that's the thing about being in a red state, because you could just get them out court order in like a couple weeks. In California, Massachusetts, it could take a year, you know.
They have squatters' rights. Yeah. That's kind of another thing, too, because I'm just like, man, with my kid and like my temper, I don't want to be dealing with that.
No, with your market, I would never, personally, I would never invest in California or Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Maybe Massachusetts. Yeah.
Our CEO has a bunch of land, actually. He has a bunch of stuff in Florida. Like tons of properties in Orlando. I think he has like 1,200 properties in Orlando.
Red states are great. Yeah. Red states are where you want to be. Just because, I mean, it's just easier. It just really makes everything easier for you. The law is on your side. I don't want to be in a state where it's going to say, I need to like pay 50% taxes to be a handyman. That's basically what it is. Doing real estate in like a blue state.
Yeah, it's tough doing a lot of stuff out here. So real estate's not really the place to invest. But the guy that's helping me manage my investment portfolio, his name's Tony. You can see him on social media. He used to work here with me. Actually, that's how I know him. I worked with him for like 5 years. But he created like Fresh Farms and Half Baked, like all these vape companies. They're like vape and THC. You probably unconsciously have bought them if you smoke. But he IPO'd it and sold it for like $26 million like 2 years ago. So now he has like five more, and they do all these like trade shows and stuff in like Vegas and Magic City, all over, and they just go there, and then they'll have like gas stations or like people who own liquor stores just buy $20,000 in bulk, $30,000. Like, they just sit there basically and just contract and send out product, and he's rolling in it. He's chilling. He's got a bunch of guys working for him.
Yeah, you gotta surround yourself with people like that.
Yeah, he's just really smart. So I tell him, like, he knows already, and he worked here with me, so he's got a good idea of, like, what I make. And then he just had a daughter, and I have a kid, so I give him a lot of tips on the kid. We'll go play golf and then kind of go over it as we're playing golf, you know, and we just kind of follow along. Like, he's like, okay, I'm putting $20,000 here. I'm like, okay, here you go. Here's 10 for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, just, like, manage it. So, yeah, good people.
Oh, that's sick. Yeah, my goal is... I'll let you go. My call is going to come. I got to call some clients.
Yeah, I'm notating your profile right now, though. They're going to circle back at you in 24 minutes, so try to be ready for that, okay?
Yeah, I'm just going to call some clients and just get them. I try to get like 2-3 jobs for today. Just so I can make
Do your thing. If that lead came through, try to hunt it down before somebody else gets it, and then, you know, we'll put you in a position where you could pause those leads and just focus on this stuff.
Yeah, so the nice thing is I have them paused, so I only pick up what I want to pick up. So I'm only
that's the way to do it.
You know what I mean? Exactly.
Yeah.
It's
the same thing with this. Like, we don't expect you to drive yourself nuts and answer every person that calls you. If you don't answer, it'll go into your tracking system, and then you could just call them back at your own pace when you're ready.
Yeah, okay. So it's nice. They'll have a whole kind of follow-up system.
Yeah, but it's going to constantly be pipeline of jobs because it's going to have you up there as, like, a top recommended option for your area. So, you know, a lot of opportunities come through, and you could just cherry pick them.
And then how would I get reviews? Could I ask old clients for reviews through there?
Yeah, there's a section in the app where you can request reviews. Once we have your Google Business profile verified and up and running, you could actually send them a live link to that profile, and they could just put the star rating and write the review right there from their phone.
Perfect, yeah. That's always – you got to have a couple at least. I want to, you know, 10 minimum, and then just build from the air. Maybe more if I
– when you wrap up a job, just send it off before you drive off, you know? Just get on your phone real quick and text it to them.
You got to get – now, honestly, it's better to do it while you're there because then they're going to do it. If you text to them a lot of times, you're like, he's gone, I don't have to do shit.
It's set up to harvest them, though. Like, if they don't respond to the text message you send, like, within 24 or 48 hours, it'll send them another reminder.
Okay, that's good. That's
we
good.
Try to get them. We need them, honestly.
Yeah,
we don't want to have you up there with no reviews.
Yeah, 100%. The better I do, the better you guys do.
Yeah.
All right, amazing. Well, thank you so much, Jazz. Talk to you. Wish you the best. Have a good one.
Yeah. Anytime you need something, give me a call. But they'll give you a call here in like 20 minutes, okay?
Yeah, no, definitely not. All right.
All right, have a good one. Bye.